Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 36. Fat Loss: How Sustainable Is Your Diet Approach? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello all, happy Monday, and for those of you in the States, happy Labor Day. Welcome back to another episode of Optimal Health Daily. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Malik, as always. Thank you so much for continuing to listen in, or if you're new here, thanks for checking us out. Again, this is the podcast where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs out there. Now, the other day, when I was jogging on the treadmill and trying to make it past that last half mile that I had left, I thought about something. I was trying to recall an inspiring quote to get me through that last half mile. And I thought, you know what? I receive daily quotes in my email. Why not share them with you all? So one of the ones that stuck out in my head recently was this: a year from now, you may have wished that you started today. I love that quote. I share it with clients all the time. Because when you think about it, imagine yourself a year from now. Where do you want to be? What do you expect to look like? What goals would you have accomplished? And sometimes that puts it in perspective and gets people motivated to just start. No matter where you are, just start. It could be fitness, nutrition, saving money, whatever it is. And that's why I love that quote so very much. Now today, I have a post from JC Dean. But before we get into it, really quickly, if you haven't subscribed to this show yet in the podcast app of your choice, please do. It takes just a second, but it goes a long way in helping us and making sure that the show continues to be viable and visible for a long time to come. All right, I'll keep that plug nice and short. I know you're anxious to hear from JC and his post on fat loss. Fat Loss: How Sustainable Is Your Diet Approach? By JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. About 6 weeks back, I received an email from a female who has been strength training for the last 5 years. She started when she was overweight, out of shape, and a college graduate who added quite a few pounds since starting her new 9-to-5 desk job. After her newfound love for strength training and moderate cardio, she experienced a fat loss of 20 pounds over a period of about 6 months. Her body composition changed pretty drastically as the new muscle gain was evident 20 pounds later. This didn't surprise me given her previous experience with athletics in high school. She played soccer and has some fantastic quads. I will leave her name out of this article for the sake of anonymity and or embarrassment. She experienced what I call the newbie phenomenon. It's such a wonderful feat. You get someone on the proper training program, ensure adequate nutrients, and magic seems to happen. They build muscle and lose fat simultaneously. It's so much fun to watch this happen. I wish I could go back to those days because I could get by on so much crap with regards to my intake and all the funny stuff I did in the gym. Those days are gone, but I digress. Now, she had just changed jobs again, another 9-to-5, but during the transition, she got so caught up in the stress of moving cross-country that she let her training and diet slip a bit. 1 week out turned into two. 2 weeks turned into a month. Then she, quote, forgot to find a gym near her new residence, so 1 month turned into three, and before she knew it, she was 6 months out of this great habit she had created for herself. The weight came back too. Training and diet regimen. In her email, she explained everything to me, how she got started, her stats, her body weight, personal records, etc. She then sent me another story via email with this crazy detailed plan about how she was going to get her body back and lose the fat in 1 month. Her plan was to do cardio before and after work, plus strength training during her lunch break. She told me on the weekends she would perform high-intensity interval training conditioning drills to speed up the fat loss. Then she alluded to how she was completely changing her diet to something she had never done before. She'd been reading about a diet that suggested we eat like her ancestors did. She professed she would only eat meat and fat and no carbs. Then I asked where her ancestors originated and if they had a Starbucks. She had no clue. So my response went something like, well, how in the hell are you going to eat like they did? Complications. Over the course of a few days, as I tried my best to talk some sense into her, I made a note of a few things. The first issue I addressed was that it took her about 4 to 5 months to get out of shape, pack the weight back on, and return to misery. Therefore, it just might take as long to get back to where she was before. Now, I said might take as long simply because it could take less time. But since I'm of the moderate crowd, let's just agree that it's going to take a hell of a lot longer than the single month she had allocated herself. I then expressed that I thought her approach was crazy and figured she would quit within 2 weeks. She was pissed and even swore at me a little. In an outburst, all caps and Gmail, she said she would prove me wrong, and guess what? Our communication was dead until 10 days later when she emailed me with the subject line of, "You were right. Please help me. Uncomplicate me. Please." I told her that a slower approach would probably be best considering the desk job not allowing for non-exercise activity thermogenesis. I advised to limit cardio to one session per day, either before or after work, and to do her strength training 3 times per week at whatever time of day she chooses. I also advised that if she's going to do cardio every day, that she make darn sure it's low intensity, such as walking around the block a few times, getting on the elliptical, or biking through the neighborhood. I knew for a fact she lacked the work capacity high-intensity interval training would require, so it's better to be safe than sorry in this situation. When we discussed the new approach to training, I asked her how and if it differed than what she did when she first got into shape 5 years back. She said, "You know, aside from a few movements and mobility drills you suggested, it's not too far off from what gave me such great results." Objectivity and sustainability. It's obvious she lacked the temperance and objectivity to return to what worked previously. Her emotions from rediscovering her old self and regaining 15 to 20 pounds definitely had an effect on her psyche, thus the poor decision-making. She failed to realize that her old approach was all she needed. There was no need to start a rigorous diet or a new training regimen that would slay an Olympic athlete. The beauty is found in going back to what worked, taking your time, and executing. All you must do is just make it through each day. One day becomes a week. 1 week becomes 2. 2 pounds lost becomes 4, etc. I am happy to report she is enjoying training again, strength is improving, and she is well on her way back to bringing sexy back. You just listened to the post titled "Fat Loss: How Sustainable Is Your Diet Approach?" by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help.
For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you take a moment and think about how long it took for one of your bad habits to form, you may have forgotten that it probably took months, if not years. But yet we're so hard on ourselves when it comes to creating good habits. If it took us that long to create a bad habit, we have to expect and give ourselves the leeway to take that much time to create a good habit too. But yet we're really critical of ourselves, and we expect good change to happen overnight. But it just doesn't work that way. Give yourself some patience, give yourself some time and some leeway. And like J.C. Dean says, a little bit over time will go a long way. It will give you that confidence. It will keep you motivated. So instead of trying something extreme, an extreme exercise regimen and or an extreme diet, which will probably discourage you because you're going to feel like it's too difficult and here I go again, I'm failing. If you pick something that suits you, suits your schedule, suits your lifestyle, which means you pick foods that you like eating and that you would normally eat anyways, you're going to be on the right track right from the beginning. You're going to gain that confidence and you're going to stick to it. All right, if you want to help support this show, but also get free stuff from us, including being entered to win a book every month, come by our website, oldpodcast.com, and join our mailing list. Or if you want a faster way to join, just text the word Batman, the superhero Batman, to the number 44222. It's totally free, and it's a great way to show that you like what you hear. All right, that's it for the holiday Labor Day Monday episode. Thank you again for listening, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com, that's oldpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.